try and remember those sort of three things: effort, hard work, and persistence, and practice that every day.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue our conversation with Ben Coulter, a buyer's consultant and investor who's building a substantial property portfolio. He shares with us the habits that have contributed to his success, the resources which have guided him through property, and more on his investment strategy. Coulter was initially a little hesitant to invest in property due to his fear of debt.
When I first started, I didn't really think about it. As I've gone through, there's been moments where I sort of have had a bit of a fear of debt, potentially, and trying to balance the debt, or at least just be conscious of not over-leveraging or sort of taking on more than I can handle, especially in a changing lending and interest rate environment. That's probably the only fear or the only sort of concern that I've had along the way.
However, he quickly got over his fear when he realized that he would simply gain nothing if he were to do nothing.
Essentially, I just decided that I knew that if I did nothing, there was a guaranteed result of nothing, and that I knew if I took the steps to move forward, if I could do it in a calculated way where I try and cover my downside as best as possible with buffers and, as I say, not over-leveraging and trying to work within my means, so to speak, that there was a big opportunity and lots of potential for me to move forward and get closer to my goals.
While Coulter believes that luck does contribute to one's success in property investment, it is ultimately up to the individual to take advantage of that.
I think luck, to be honest, plays a role for everybody. For example, I think I bought my first property at a really opportunistic time in the Sydney market, right at the start of a big growth cycle. So I suppose that was lucky, but then at the same time, I took the risk to move forward and keep progressing after that. So I think a combination, to be honest. I think, as I say, luck definitely plays a role, but then you have to take advantage of that as well.
Coulter never forgets the reason why he continues to invest in property, which is to allow for more options for him in the future.
So essentially, we're really building out the portfolio just to have choices in life. We want to sort of get that financial freedom so that we can choose what we're going to do day to day. And it doesn't essentially mean nothing. It's not like we want to retire and lie on the beach or anything like that. But we just want to have options and just have get to decide what we get to do day to day and not have to do something. That's the main driver for it.
Excellent. And also to combine that with running your own business as a buyer's agent, that will also add to the cash flow. Is that the reason why?
It would be sort of really nice to have the buyer's agency business as a bit of a passion project for us and not have to rely on it for any sort of certain income level and just do it because we, for the just love of helping people out and for the love of property, I suppose.
When looking for an investment property, Coulter is always eyeing a balance in cash flow and capital growth. In the case that he doesn't find a property that incorporates this balance, he will look to buy properties that offset either one of those factors.
It was a bit of a balance between cash flow and capital growth, and incorporating that would be purchasing properties with a potential to manufacture growth as well. With my trade background, I suppose, it potentially makes it easier for us to go down that road. And I think capital growth is the secret to long-term wealth, especially with the ability to manufacture growth. But it needs to have a strong cash flow to help us hold on to the properties for long enough to realise that capital growth. So we've tried to incorporate a balance of the two. And whether that be sort of a single property having both potential for capital growth and a strong cash flow, or sometimes we will even look to buy a property with, I guess, a poorer yield but more capital growth potential, as long as we're going to offset it with a property that might offer a stronger cash flow.
He also believes that it's important to be prepared to hold the property for at least 10 years.
I think sometimes people get they get caught up in thinking that what's happened in Sydney over the last sort of 5 years is going to be the norm. And I think if you can't take an approach where you can foresee yourself holding a property for at least 10 years, then I would recommend probably not buying that property. Anything less than that, any sort of gains or anything that you get in a less time frame, that is probably a bonus. But I think you have to aim to be able to hold onto the property for at least that sort of time frame.
For his own portfolio, Coulter is looking to develop and add value to his properties as well.
So we definitely look to buy properties that you can manufacture some capital growth, and whether that just be in the form of a simple sort of cosmetic renovation or even something sort of slightly more structural, I suppose, adding a bedroom or adding a bathroom or something like that. But that's sort of been our strategy to date. However, we do have a couple of properties in the portfolio that have the potential for subdivision down the track. And whether that be to just cut the land off and sell the land, or whether we build something on the back of that property, that that will be something that we'll explore in the future as well.
Coming up after the break, Coulter shares some of his favourite mindset-related books which have helped him on his property journey.
I suppose more recently, for something slightly different, some more mindset-related books, The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, I really enjoyed.
The three principles he keeps in mind.
Effort and hard work, to be honest, and persistence. I don't think that the smartest person, but just consistent and sort of structured effort over a period of time hopefully leads to success, and I try and make all of those habits.
His plans for the future.
To keep sort of going down the path that I'm going in terms of my own portfolio, just to keep progressing and growing it, and also to help our clients realise their goals as well.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey podcast listeners, are you interested in small investments with big profits? If the answer is yes, then register your interest at propertyinvestory.com. When you sign up, you'll receive deals at wholesale price, which I've negotiated with the vendor. These deals generate positive cash returns from day one, and I only send these out exclusively to my community. To find out more, visit propertyinvestory.com. Now back to the show. Coulter has never really had a property investment mentor, relying solely on books and YouTube to teach him what he needs to know.
I haven't, outside of the podcast and the books and YouTube and things like that, I haven't actively gone and looked for mentors or coaching or anything like that. There is some prominent people in the industry that I suppose that I've followed pretty closely and really like their content. But yeah, apart from the sort of the virtual mentors, I suppose you could call them, that have been about it, to be honest.
Coulter recommends the classics by Robert Kiyosaki, but also a few mindset-related books.
I know it's been said over and over, but at least initially, probably the book, one of the books that mainly got me into all of this was Robert Kiyosaki's books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and even The Cash Flow Quadrant. I know they've sort of been done to death, but I think for good reason. I suppose more recently, for something slightly different, some more mindset-related books, The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, I really enjoyed. A book called Life in Half a Second by, I think he's Matthew Michalowicz. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. And I actually just finished a book called 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. And that's probably been one of the best books that I've ever read. Actually, I can highly recommend that. Not property related. None of those three are as such, but I found plenty of value in them.
Oh, okay. Well, can you sort of elaborate a little bit more on that particular book? Because I've never heard of it. I'm curious now for myself to actually want to look into it.
Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life book. It's essentially just from years of his study and research. He's a psychiatrist. He essentially just lays out, as the title suggests, 12 different rules to have a balance between order and chaos in your life, I suppose, and just some ground rules to follow. And then he gives sort of real life examples of each different rule along the way, and it's just super interesting. And the rules, I suppose, more like they're more so guidelines. They're super practical in the way he explains and make a lot of sense. I highly recommend it.
Especially with his tendency to get carried away, the best advice Colter has received is
patience, 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 and you don't have to have it all figured out now. I think probably the best advice I've ever received. Sometimes I get carried away and I want everything to happen yesterday. So when I hear that, it sort of helps to settle me down.
As for the most contributing habit to his success, Colter has three principles he keeps in mind.
Effort and hard work, to be honest, and persistence. I don't think that I'm the smartest person, but just consistent and sort of structured effort over a period of time hopefully leads to success. And I try and make all of those habits, just try and remember those sort of three things: effort, hard work, and persistence, and practice that every day. So, and that sort of comes back to the patience piece as well, I suppose. If you consistently do it over a long enough period of time, then hopefully you should get the results.
What do you think you're most excited about in your property journey over the next 5 years?
To keep sort of going down the path I'm going in terms of my own portfolio, just to keep progressing and growing it, and also to help our clients realize their goals as well. It's a nice feeling to help someone get into their first property or add to their portfolio or buy their dream home. So being able to keep going down that path and helping our clients out as much as possible, I'm pretty excited to continue on with that.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your property buyers agency that you're working together with at the moment. Just share with us that, so that way can you put in context exactly what you're doing.
So we offer a full end-to-end service in terms of dealing with potential customers, potential clients. We can source the properties, we negotiate, and this is for homes in the Sydney area, or we also do investment properties in Sydney and southeast Queensland as well.
For our listeners who would like to learn more about Ben Colter or seek his advice, you can contact him via
probably just most active on Instagram, to be honest. So if they just jump on Instagram, and my name is Ben Colter at Fox Point. If they were just to type that into the search bar, it would pop up straight away. And that's, definitely the most active there.
Thank you to Ben Colter, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Also, are you interested in small investments with big profits? If the answer is yes, simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to register your interest. When you sign up, you'll receive deals at wholesale price, which I've negotiated with the vendor. These deals generate positive cash returns from day one, and I only send these out exclusively to my community. To find out more, text me your email address on 0499881040. Thanks for listening.